Trump's statement urging Americans to accept higher gas prices as the cost of the Iran conflict deserves more examination than it's getting in the daily news cycle, because it represents a significant rhetorical shift. For the past four decades, the standard American political playbook has been to either keep gas prices out of foreign policy justification or to promise they'd come down as a result of whatever action was being taken. Saying explicitly, yes, prices are higher, and you should accept that as a cost of war, is something different.
It's also worth noting what cost of war means practically when we're talking about Iran. The U.S.-Iran military confrontation has been escalatory in fits and starts since early 2026, but it hasn't involved a full ground engagement or a naval blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, which is the scenario that would truly shock global oil markets. Right now, the risk premium being built into oil prices is based on uncertainty and intermittent strikes, not on an actual disruption of physical oil flow. If the strait were actually closed, even temporarily, you'd be looking at oil price movements that would make the current increases seem small.
The CSIS analysis of Iranian-linked water infrastructure cyber attacks, characterizing them as opportunistic rather than escalatory, is actually important context here. Because it suggests that Iran's current posture is about demonstrating capability and applying pressure rather than attempting decisive escalation. Opportunistic attacks on water systems in the United States or allied countries are serious. They affect real people's lives, but they're a different category than a coordinated strike on critical infrastructure designed to force a ceasefire or a negotiation.
The cyber attack dimension is one that doesn't get enough attention in the gas price conversation. Physical oil infrastructure, pipelines, terminals, refineries is increasingly exposed to cyber intrusion. Iran has demonstrated the technical capacity to probe those systems. If the conflict escalates and the calculus shifts from opportunistic to something more targeted, the economic consequences could arrive through a vector that isn't a military strike, but produces similar market disruption.
And here's the domestic political math for Trump on gas prices. He campaigned on energy dominance and low prices. The American public has a long memory for pain at the pump. Asking people to frame that as patriotic sacrifice works for a while. There's historical precedent in wartime rationing and price controls, but it degrades fairly quickly when the connection between sacrifice and outcome isn't clear. If the Iran conflict doesn't produce a visible, articulable victory within the next few months, the accept higher prices framing becomes a political liability rather than a rallying point.
The Trump administration simultaneously pushing Apple not to buy Chinese memory chips adds another layer to this. We're seeing a comprehensive attempt to restructure global semiconductor supply chains away from Chinese manufacturers, but the timing creates a squeeze. You're asking American companies to absorb higher component costs from alternative suppliers at the same moment consumers are absorbing higher energy costs from the Iran conflict. Both pressures compound each other in terms of inflation risk heading into the fall.
And the $432 billion July deficit that DeSantis flagged, that's not unconnected. Defense spending escalations, energy subsidies, supply chain restructuring incentives, these all show up in the federal budget. The idea that DOGE's efficiency savings were going to offset military and geopolitical costs was always arithmetically suspect. The July number just made that tension undeniable.